This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting.
In the end, Republicans won about $1.5 trillion in spending reductions over 10 years, which may or may not be fully realized. Their opening bid was for $4.8 trillion in savings over a decade. Both parties walled off the sprawling Social Security and Medicare retirement and health care programs from cuts. Despite the Treasury meeting its debt obligations, the possibility of another U.S. credit rating downgrade is still on the table. Fitch Ratings on Friday said the United States' AAA rating remains on negative watch. It cited repeated political standoffs and last-minute suspensions for, quote, lowering confidence in governance on fiscal and debt matters.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will travel to China next week to try to boost communication with Beijing at a time of tense relations between the two countries.
I am deeply concerned that the PRC has been unwilling to engage more seriously on better mechanisms for crisis management between our two militaries.
A senior Chinese military official struck back at Austin, saying the U.S. was responsible for a breakdown in dialogue by ramping up sanctions on Chinese officials and destabilizing the Asia-Pacific region with its military presence. For its latest diplomatic effort, the U.S. will send Daniel Crittenbrink, the